This is the Sakar Merli of the 5th of November, 2024. Essence, sweet children, only you children have this elevated knowledge of the drama. You know that this drama repeats identically. Question. What question do householders ask Baba? And what advice does Baba give them? Answer. Some children ask, Baba, should I do business? Baba says, children, you may do business, but do royal business. Brahmin children must not carry out the dirty business of alcohol, cigarettes, etc., because there is a greater pull of the vices through those. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. One is of the elevated directions of the spiritual father, and the other is of the devilish dictates of Ravan. The father's directions cannot be called devilish dictates. Ravan cannot be called the father. Those are the devilish dictates of Ravan. You children are now receiving God's directions. There is such a difference of day and night. It enters your intellects that you are imbibing divine virtues by following God's directions. Only you children hear this from the Father. No one else knows about this. You meet the Father in order to receive wealth from him. Through Ravan, your wealth continues to decrease. Only you know where God's directions lead you and where devilish dictates lead you. From the time that you receive devilish dictates, you have continued to fall. In the new world, you only fall a little. You children have now understood how it was that you fell and how you now have to climb up. You children are now receiving Srimat in order to become elevated once again. You have come here to become elevated. You know how you receive elevated directions once again. You have claimed a high status many times by following elevated directions. Then, while taking rebirth, you have continued to come down. You then ascend just once. It is number-wise according to the efforts you make. The Father explains that it takes time. The time of the most auspicious confluence age is very accurate. The drama also moves in a very accurate way, and it is very wonderful. You children are very easily able to understand that you have to remember the Father and claim the inheritance, that's all. However, when you make effort, some of you find it difficult, and not that easy, to claim such a highest on high status. It is very easy to remember the Father, and to claim your inheritance is also easy. It is a matter of a second. However, when you begin to make effort, there are also obstacles from Maya. You have to conquer Ravan. There is the kingdom of Ravan over the whole world. You now understand that you have been conquering Ravan with the power of yoga every cycle. Even now you are gaining victory over him. It is the unlimited Father who is teaching you this. On the path of devotion too, you have been calling out, Baba, Baba. However, previously you didn't know the Father. You used to know about souls. It is said a wonderful star shines in the centre of the forehead. Whilst knowing about souls, you didn't know the Father. This is such a unique drama. You used to say, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. You used to remember him, but you didn't know him. You neither fully knew the occupation of God nor of souls. The Father himself comes and explains to you. No one except the Father can make you have realization. No one else has this part. The godly community, the devilish community, and the divine community are all remembered. This is very easy, but it is only in your remembering these things that Maya causes you obstacles. She makes you forget. The Father says, you remember the Father number-wise according to your efforts. Then, when it is the end of the drama, that is, when it is the end of the old world, that kingdom will definitely be established, number-wise according to the efforts you make. No one can understand these things from the scriptures. This one studied the Gita, etc., a great deal. The Father now says that has no value. However, on the path of devotion, they receive a lot of pleasure through their ears, and this is why they don't renounce any of that. You know that everything depends on the efforts you make. Some people's business is royal, whereas the business of others is dirty. To sell alcohol, cigarettes, etc., is very bad business. Alcohol attracts all the vices. The business of making someone an alcoholic is not a good business. The Father advises you, find a way to change that business. Otherwise, you won't be able to claim a high status. The Father explains, there is a loss in all of those types of business where there are no imperishable jewels of knowledge. Although this one used to have a jewellery business, he didn't benefit from that. At the most, he became a millionaire. What do you become through this business? Baba always writes in the letters to them, multi-million times fortunate one, and you become that for 21 births. You can also understand that what Baba says is absolutely right. We were those deities, and then we came down as we went around the cycle. You now also know the beginning, middle, and end of the world. You have received this knowledge from the Father, but you also have to imbibe divine virtues. You have to check yourselves to see that you don't have any devilish traits. This Baba knows that he has given his building, his body, on rent. This body is also a building in which the soul resides. I have a lot of intoxication that I have rented out my building to God. According to the drama plan, he is not going to take any other building. Every cycle, he just has to take this building. This one has great happiness about this, but there was also much upheaval at that time. This Baba jokingly sometimes says to Shiv Baba, Baba, when I became your chariot, I had to take so many insults. The Father says, I was the one who was insulted the most. and it is now your turn. Brahma was never insulted previously, but it is now his turn. He has given his chariot, and so he understands that he will definitely also receive help from the Father. Nevertheless, Baba says that you children can go ahead faster than me in constantly remembering the Father. This is because this one has a lot of responsibility. Although he puts everything aside, saying that it is in the drama, there is still some effect of that. That person used to do very good service. He became spoilt by bad company. So much disservice takes place. When you perform such actions, there is an effect of that. At that time, you don't understand that it is also in the predestined drama. You think about it later, how it was fixed in the drama. Maya spoils your stage, and so there is a lot of disservice done. Innocent ones are assaulted so much. Here, each one's own children do so much disservice. They begin to say all sorts of wrong things. You children now understand what the Father is telling you. He doesn't relate any scriptures, etc. We are now becoming very elevated by following Srimat. By following devilish dictates, we have become very corrupt. It takes time. The battle with Maya will continue. You will now definitely gain victory. You understand that you definitely gain victory over the lands of peace and happiness. We have been gaining victory every cycle. Establishment and destruction take place at this most auspicious confluence age. You children have all of these details in your intellect. The Father is truly carrying out establishment through us. Then we shall rule the world. We don't even give thanks to Baba. The Father says, this too is fixed in the drama. I too am an actor in this drama. Everyone's part in the drama is fixed. Shiv Baba has a part, and we also have parts. There is no question of giving thanks. Shiv Baba says, I give you Srimat and show you the path. No one else can show you this. Tell anyone who comes that they used to be the new Satyaprathan world of heaven. This old world is said to be Tamoprathan. In that case, you have to imbibe divine virtues in order to become Satyaprathan. You have to remember the Father. This is the mantra, Man Manabhav, Mad Hajibhav. That's all. He also says, I am the Supreme Guru. You children now enable the whole world to receive salvation through the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only Shiv Baba is the guru of the world, and he gives you Srimat. You know that we receive this Srimat every 5,000 years. The cycle continues to turn. Today this world is old, and tomorrow it will be new. It is very easy to understand this cycle, but you also have to remember it so that you can explain it to others, and yet you forget it. When someone falls, all of this knowledge in him finishes. Maya takes away all his talents and skills. She removes all their talents and makes them completely talentless. They become trapped in the vices in such a way, don't even ask. You now remember the whole cycle. You have been in the brothel for birth after birth and have been committing thousands of sins. You say in front of all the idols that you have been sinners for birth after birth. We were previously charitable souls, and we then became sinful souls. We are now becoming charitable souls once again. You children are receiving this knowledge. Then you give it to others and make them the same as yourselves. There is a difference in those who live at home with their families. They are unable to explain as much as you. However, not everyone can renounce everything. The father himself says, whilst living at home, become like a lotus. If everyone were to renounce everything and come here, where would all of them sit? The father is knowledgeful. He doesn't study any of the scriptures, etc. This one studied the scriptures, etc. It is of myself that they say God the Father is knowledgeful. People don't even know what knowledge the Father has. You now have the whole knowledge of the beginning, middle and end of the world. You know that those scriptures of the path of devotion are eternal. Those scriptures definitely emerge on the path of devotion. They ask, if a mountain has fallen, how will it be created again? However, this is in the drama. All the scriptures, etc., finish, and then they are created again in their own time. Previously, we used to worship Shiva. This would also be mentioned in the scriptures. How is Shiva worshipped? People sing so many verses, etc. You simply remember that Shiv Baba is the ocean of knowledge. He is now giving us this knowledge. The Father has explained to you how this world cycle turns. They have written such tall stories in the scriptures that you would never even think of. So you children should have so much happiness within. The unlimited Father is teaching us. It is remembered, student life is the best. God speaks, I make you into kings of kings. These things are not mentioned in any of the other scriptures. This is the highest attainment of all. In fact, there is just one guru who grants everyone salvation. Although those who establish the religions are called gurus, a guru is one who grants salvation. To play their parts, those gurus make everyone follow them. They cannot show anyone the path to go back home. The procession of Shiva is not remembered of any other guru. People have then mixed up Shiva and Shankar. There is a difference between that one who is resident of the subtle region and the other one who is the resident of the incorporeal world. How could they both be one? They wrote that on the path of devotion. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are three children. You can also explain about Brahma. He has been adopted, and so he is Shiv Baba's child. The Father is the highest on high, and all of this is his creation. So much has to be understood. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Do the business of the imperishable jewels of knowledge and become multi-million times fortunate for 21 births. Check yourself. Do I have any devilish traits in me? Am I doing any business that would make me develop more vices? 2. You have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and enable the whole world to attain salvation. Follow the Srimat of the One Father, the Satguru, and do the service of making others similar to yourselves. Take care that Maya never makes you talentless. Blessing. May you experience goodness in anything bad, and by your intellect having faith, become a carefree emperor. Constantly remember the slogan, whatever happened, it was good. It is good, and it will be the best. Do not see anything bad as being bad, but experience goodness even in something bad. Learn a lesson from anything bad. When any situation arises, do not think, what happened? But instantly think, it will be good. Whatever has passed, it will be good. Where there is goodness, you will constantly be a carefree emperor. For your intellect to have faith means to be a carefree emperor. Slogan. The record of those who have regard for themselves and who give regard to others is always fine. Om Shanti.